Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Phyllis Moore.
Keith will come in sometimes and he'll have a tie or he'll have a shirt. And he'll say, Phil, I think I ruined this one. I think I did it. Now, you think I'm extreme in this, but that's okay. I know I have to learn how to do this because there'll come a time when it ain't going to be a tie or a shirt. You understand? And he'll say, I think this one's beyond what you can do. And I'll say, oh, no. The devil don't get nothing of mine. Nothing. He gets nothing. I don't care if it costs $1 or $2. Where's Jordan? You know the little plastic things that you put in a shirt, collar stays? Yeah. Were they all wrinkled, Jordan? They were all wrinkled. I said, oh, no, we don't throw those away. We iron them. We don't waste nothing. Then if I want to give them away, I'll give them away. Nothing gets ruined and devoured by the devil at my house. If I want to throw it away after I fix it or the Lord fixes it, I'll throw it away or I'll give it away. But I want to be able to learn and believe God. The whole time I'm working on a stain, I'll stand there and say, nope, devil, you're rebuked. You're rebuked. The devourer is rebuked. I have sown my tithes. I have sown. I have given. We give. Keith gives. This is his tithe. You're rebuked. You can't have my stuff. Then if I want to give that tie away or he wants to give that tie away, great, give the thing away. But I learned how to rebuke the devourer on that tie to where when it's something bigger, maybe it's a big component on our TV stuff, that we don't have the money in the church to be able to believe God to have a new TV component for next week, and we need it for the church. Do you understand that? And the guys will get mad at me sometimes. I'll say, who rebuked the devourer? Who did it? Because you have to take authority over the devil. You don't let him steal from you. You let him have nothing of yours. Absolutely nothing of yours. Because if he's like the worst person you ever thought of about the inch and the mile. If you give him an inch, he's going to take 16 miles. Because he knows you're not going to resist him. So practice on things so that say it's something you don't need. That's the perfect time to get practiced up. Make sense to you? Okay, well, let's keep going then. Train yourself in every situation. You may forget it. Just like the little dog or just like the little child forgot that they were supposed to go to the potty or the little dog forgot it was supposed to go outside on the grass and it went on your carpet. You do it again and you do it again. And if you have to, put yourself some notes up. If you have to, put a reminder in your phone so that the alarm goes off and say, train myself, think spiritual. Train myself, think spiritual. Train myself, think spiritual. So when a situation arises, you know if it's good, you immediately begin to thank God. Thank you, Lord, for taking care of that for me. Immediately. And if it's bad, no, devil, you can't have that. No, I resist you. You're not getting that from me. No, out of here. Go. Yep. You understand it? Yeah. One or two. Yep. Okay? So here's what we're going to talk about, some of these things. Ephesians 4:22. It says that we put off the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. And we be renewed in the spirit of our mind. And we put on the new man, which is after God created in righteousness and true holiness. The Amplified says it this way. We strip ourselves of our former nature. We put off and we discard our old, unrenewed self, which is characterized by our previous manner of life. And becomes corrupt through the lust and desires that spring from delusion. And constantly renew the spirit of our mind. having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. And we put on the new nature, the regenerate self, created in God's image, in God's likeness, in true righteousness and holiness. Now back to the King James. Wherefore, put away lying and speak every man the truth to his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Now, this is where it's talking about we have to put on the new man. But we be angry and sin not. This is where we're thinking. We be spiritual. We don't act according to the flesh. Because if it's bad, who is it?
The devil.
Why would we even get angry? Because someone is stealing or killing or destroying or taking something from you or saying something bad about you. It's killing your joy. It's killing. It's the devil doing these things. So we're not going to wrestle against the people that are doing it. It's the devil that's motivating them to do it. Do you understand that? So why fight with them when all we need to do is take authority over the devil? I'm not going to get mad. They don't even know what they're doing. I take authority over you in this situation. Just say it in the back of your mind. You're not going to use them to get me upset. Do you understand it? If it's stealing or killing or destroying, you take authority over the thing that's behind it. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against what's going on behind. We are spiritual beings. Quit looking at this flesh. Quit looking at that refrigerator. Look at the things behind it. Just because we're living in this natural world, we don't have to put up with all the things that most people do. We get to call on the great authority that's standing behind us. The name of Jesus. Why get mad at them when they themselves don't even know why they're doing it?
That's right.
They're just yielding. Did Peter know why he was saying what he did?
No.
Did Jesus deal with Peter? No, he dealt with the spirit that was behind Peter.
Right.
Get behind me, Satan. He didn't even say anything to Peter. And Peter was the one talking. So under your breath, somebody's being mean to you and being ugly to you and saying all this stuff, you might just say, get behind me, devil. And you'll actually begin to see changes instead of putting up with the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again. Because you're dealing with the actual root of it, the cause of it. Do you understand that? Okay? In Matthew, he gives us something. Well, no, let's finish here. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. And then verse 27, it says, neither give place to the devil. All these things that he's talking about is us yielding to him instead of resisting him. And we've got to decide if it's stealing or killing or destroying, we don't want to yield to that. We want to put on the new man and we want to say, no, 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 I'm resisting that. Say, I'm resisting that.
I'm resisting that.
Anything,
anything
that steals,
kills,
or destroys. Say it like you mean it. I resist it.
I resist
it. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Okay, look at something else you're supposed to resist. Matthew 14. While we're doing these, I'll help you out. Straightway, 14:27. Straightway Jesus spoke to them and said, be of good cheer, it is I, be not
afraid.
You're supposed to put away fear.
Yes.
Resist fear. Resist it. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about, now that we know how we're supposed to do it, we're supposed to retrain ourselves to yield to the Spirit instead of to the flesh. Got that, right? We fight the devil. We retrain ourselves. Okay? The next one that we're going to talk about is when do we fight? And this one is going to surprise you. This is why so many people have so much on that right side. The answer is only when you can win. Brother Hagin used to tell us all the time. He'd say, I grew up on healing. I studied healing all my life. Say, I'd be out on the road. Miss Aretha would call me and say, this is happening to Ken, or this is happening to Pat. And he said, I could quote, probably y'all can help me with it, 3/4 of the New Testament. So he knew every one of the healing scriptures by heart. He could quote them. But he wouldn't just pick up the phone and call and say, put them on the line, let me pray with them, and release my faith. He said, I would always get scriptures to stand on and build up my faith before I released my faith about that situation. Now, this is Brother Hagin, the one that taught us faith, the one that the Lord commissioned to teach his people faith, the one that I think probably knew more about healing faith than most people that got off the bed, you know, that they pronounced dead. He weighed 2 pounds and she was taking him out to the garden to bury him because he was dead. He says he always got scriptures on healing and read them for a couple of days before he released his faith. And he said there was never a time that they didn't get healed. I think people are too quick to pray. I think people are too quick to do what they think is releasing their faith, and all it is saying some words. So all that happens then is they have what I call a faith failure, and then they get intimidated and get in fear about believing God for anything else. I know. I did it. I was around faith every single day. I was in faith seminars with Brother Hagin. My husband taught healing school day after day after day. I'd go to some of the healing classes. We'd travel on the weekends. Keith would teach healing. Brother Hagin would teach healing. Brother Hagin would teach faith. Keith would teach faith. He'd teach it on the weekends. We'd have services all day on Saturday. We'd go to church on Sunday. I was getting fed it all the time, or hearing it. But do you know that there's a difference between hearing something and really receiving something and acting on something? Just because you hear things doesn't mean they get in your spirit. Doesn't mean you actually receive them.
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.